This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 14.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to day 14 of the Heart Detox Challenge. So now 2 weeks into Ramadan, we are almost halfway through this blessed month. Now for today, your article is on, like a mania, are you obsessed with social media? Now in today's day and age, social media is everywhere, whether you're using Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it doesn't matter. And many of us have developed soft addictions to social media. We are constantly checking our posts. How many likes did we get? How popular are things? And we've reached the point where we upload most of our daily life onto social media. What we wear, what we cook, where we go to eat. And it's endless. And according to the Infomet Mobile Intelligence, an average of 4.7 hours a day is spent on our smartphones. And that leads you to ask yourself, with the amount of time that we spend on our smartphone, how much of it is actually productive and how much of it is actually a waste of time? And in this, there's a very, very beautiful hadith that I really want you guys to reflect on. And it's a Nawawi hadith that says, part of the perfection of one's Islam is leaving that which does not concern him. Which is the exact opposite of what social media does. Social media gets us involved in people's lives who we should have no attachment to. And one of the dangerous parts of social media is the fact that it can also portray a life of people that they don't actually have. And the reason that I bring this up could be because not only is it mentioned in the article, but I remember when I did an admin job on calling up people once they had graduated from university to see if they had gotten employment or not. One lady that I was talking to was talking about how she was doing modeling in Thailand. And she said that everything that you see on this Instagram, majority of it is a lie. She said she had to take so many photos of her smiling and looking happy and really enjoying herself. And she told me that it was probably the worst holiday of her life. But if we're posting it on social media and we want to get likes, we have to make it look like we have the best life possible. And I have friends who've done it. They've come to me and they've complained, look at this person's life, look at her Instagram photos, don't you think she has the best life ever, don't you wish you could be like her? But people only choose to put the good sides online. They will not show you the bad sides to themselves. So after reading that article and finding a way to reflect and detach from social media, your two tasks for the day. One is you are going to take half an hour to read. If you have not already incorporated reading books into your routine as per the article from last week, you're going to do it tonight. You can choose any book that you want, but you're going to spend half an hour with your nose in a book. And then your last task of the day, which we are going to do together, is your half-day worksheet. So if you are following through with this plan, by this point you would have read more than a juz of the Quran. You would have donated to charity, you would have built closer ties with friends and family, and spent more time in ibadah. But we are not looking here for you to do like a 360 degree turn. No, we are looking for you to immerse your heart in ibadah so that it becomes easier for you to let go of bad habits. So now you have 5 questions to answer. 1, what have been the most enjoyable tasks in this heart detox? You guys can comment below. I'm trying to think. What would I say has been the most enjoyable task in this heart detox? I think that I would have to say that so far, it would have been the research. The research that we had to do into the Sahaba and the research that we had to do into the mothers of the believers. And the reason that I say this is just because it's forced me to research my deen and try to become closer to Allah by knowing what is Islam about, by knowing what are the sacrifices that prophets had to make, and by finding a way to make people from Islamic history relevant to my life today. And then question 2, what has been the most challenging task in this heart detox? I'm inclined to say Qiyam al-Layl, but then I wouldn't, because during Ramadan, it's quite an easy time to stay up late during the night, so you don't feel like you're sacrificing a lot of sleep. But maybe one of the hardest tasks that I had to do was make dua for someone who had hurt me. Question three is, during what time of the day do you usually do your Qur'an reading? My Qur'an reading takes place during Fajr time. So I make sure I stay up, I have my suhoor, I pray Fajr, and then I do my 2 pages of Qur'an reading, and I go to sleep. From the Prophet that you researched on day 11, what motivation can you draw to be productive? So my Prophet that I researched was the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. But my inspiration or my motivation came from his father Yaqub alayhi salam. So Yaqub alayhi salam suffered a lot. He lost one of his favorite, most beloved sons, and he knew that it was his other sons who were the cause of it. But even after going through such painful hardship, he said sabran jamilun. He said beautiful patience. And because of this, it's a reminder to us that, you know, we are not experiencing the same hardship that Yaqub alayhi salam must have experienced, the heartache that he had. But even when he was going through that, he didn't despair. He just said, let me have patience. And then the last question, why are you taking part in this heart challenge? I am taking part in this heart challenge because I personally have a few soft addictions that I need to force myself to let go of, and I think this is definitely the opportunity for me to do so. So these are my answers. I want you to tell me what your answers are, and inshallah we can work through them together, and then at the end of this challenge we can assess whether we have reached them or not. Thank you very much for listening, and I will be with you guys tomorrow inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.